The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. Yes, I am alive, and I am live today. On this Thursday, the 12th of January, 2017. What I want to play you here is a little follow-up of what I was talking about Robert Kennedy. He did meet with President-elect Donald Trump. Laura, just wanted to pass this by you. And he has agreed to chair a one-year commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity. And they say on the site, more news will come later to our members and followers on this important commission. And I would urge you to go to the worldmercuryproject.org. And this is more of what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had to say.
You were doing so many important things with your life, fighting global warming, fighting for clean energy, and fighting for clean rivers and the environment. This isn't what I wanted to do. I had a choice of either putting my head down and walking away from it and pretending I didn't see it, or getting involved and taking all the risks of doing that. And I have taken those risks, and I have endured what came along with it, but I've endured it happily. Because I believe that if I can spare one kid from getting this injury, if, you know, God gave these children a brain. God gave them the ability to think, to read, to reason, to interact with their peers, to laugh, to enjoy their lives. And these companies are stealing that from them. And that's a worse crime than, that is assault and battery. It's child abuse. In some cases, it's even worse. And I feel like I didn't have any choice but to get involved with this fight. And once I got involved with it, I'm going to fight it to the end. And I am not going to stand down. And I'm not going to give up. And I'm going to fight for you, and I'm going to fight for your children. And I need your support, because the forces that I'm up against are forces that have been able to compromise every major institution in our democracy. And the people who stand up against them get crushed. But I know how to fight them, because I've spent a lifetime fighting big shots and fighting bullies. And that's who they are, and fighting the greedy, greedy bullies. And that's who we're dealing with today, people who have that arrogance of power. People who believe that they can get away with anything, including destroying the lives of our children. And I'm not going to let them do that. And I am going to fight to the last day of my life with the last bit of energy I have to make sure that we get justice for these children, to make sure that we can produce now a healthy generation of American children that doesn't have this epidemic of neurological and other injuries. And that we have good science, transparent science, a robust regulator that's independent from the industry that they're supposed to regulate. And we may never have honest politicians in this country. They're always going to be compromised by money. But we deserve good regulators. We deserve good science. And we deserve healthy children. And that's what I'm going to fight for. And I promise you that nobody is going to fight harder for this or more effectively than I'm going to. Please give me your support. I need it. every penny that you give me, I will put to work getting justice for these children and making sure that we have a healthy generation.
Now, if you go to the site worldmercuryproject.org, yes, Michael, I'm pulling the microphone to my face. there is an interview with Vaccines Revealed that's airing tonight, and I guess this is day three of the nine-part docuseries. So you can go to their website and sign up for this if you want to learn a little bit more. Now, you know, he mentioned he was a big advocate of climate change. Well, I think what a lot of people are going to be discovering, just like they did with Donald Trump pointing out the lying media, is that the more that they listen to Mr. Kennedy here, the more they may figure, well, wait a minute. So if they lied to us and they're destroying our children, and I can think, is it more humane to murder children? Or is it more humane to try to salvage what's left of a child's brain after their life is destroyed by this thimerosal? That it doesn't seem has, and all the outrage about this has not affected anything. It has not changed the minds of the FDA, the CDC, another rat's nest of corruption, for a dollar, destroying our children. We're not talking about going and blowing up and turning into confetti some Arab kid that lives in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever. No, 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 no. Maybe this will get people's attention, and once they figure out, and people needed to do this like Robert Kennedy, maybe he'll even discover, well, wait a minute, they've lied to us about vaccines. What else have they lied? Maybe they're lying to us about climate change as well. Once you start the sojourn of truth, whoa, eye-opening. Does it cause a lot of cognitive dissonance? Yeah, it does. Does it take a little bit of readjustment in the thinking? Oh, yes, it does. By the way, I had this posted the other day. Even though I was out, I'd still, the rotation of the news has not been marked here, but I've put some stories. And this one I saw and had it posted up January 9. Republican rhinos, Russia got its election outcome, and you're not a patriot if you're celebrating it? Now, this happened on Meet the Press. Senators Lindsey Graham, God, you know, I got two questions for South Carolina and Arizona. Only two questions. Why do you people in Arizona let this traitorous little son of a bugger, John McCain, why did you put him back in the Senate? And a few people in South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, the effeminate little warrior, it has no problem whatsoever with us starting more wars or more unrestricted mass killings in the Middle East. Mike, do we still have that recording of John McCain playing his role as Tokyo Rose for the commies in North Vietnam? Do we still have that? Because I'd just love to play that again. And I heard McCain's daughter that's on Outnumbered again proclaim that I am my son's daughter. In other words, she's in lockstep with her daddy. And how Fox News can put this person on their couch on their network is beyond me. Here is Lindsey Graham in this interview. By the way, I do believe conducted by Matt Lauer of NBC. Isn't that special? If the damn thing will play. Let me reboot. Tom? Help! I'm dealing with Internet Explorer. He's going to coach me up on how to use another... I'm a creature of habit, but Internet Explorer is getting to the point. Even using... I wanted to mention this, by the way. Even using Internet Explorer, what I get on my laptop is I'm now denied access to RT. And a little thing pops up that says, well, this has not been verified. Do you wish to proceed? Well, I can click that button. Thing pops up again. Do you want to proceed? Doesn't matter how many times I hit the X or how many times I answer yes. Doesn't matter. Still will not let me get to RT's website. All right, let's see if this will play. This is Meet the Press on the 8th of January. And it's not going to play for me, Mikey. See, go to the story on your computer and see if you can get this to play. Do, 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 do. Well, go to the rotating banner at the top, and I'll tell you when you hit it. It's a big picture of, I think, Lindsey Graham up there. Nope. There, is that it? Yep. Click that on. That's it. It's not going to play for you either, huh?
It's the brand
there it is.
Today app.
But we don't need to hear the ad there.
With everything you love.
Okay, let me know. Yeah, got to watch the ads. Okay, go.
Here's what I think we should do as a nation. We should all, Republicans, Democrats, condemn Russia for what they did. To my Republican friends who are gleeful, you're making a huge mistake. When WikiLeaks released information during the Bush years about the Iraq war that was embarrassing to the administration, that put our troops at risk, most Democrats condemned it, some celebrated it. Most Republicans are condemning what Russia did, and to those who are gleeful about it, you're a political hack. You're not a Republican. You're not a patriot. If this is not about us, then I'll never know what will be about us. Because when one party is compromised, all of us are compromised. And here's what I'm going to do with Senator McCain. We're going to introduce sanctions that are bipartisan, that go beyond the sanctions we have today against Russia.
Freeze them. Stop it.
Hit them in the financial sector and the energy sector where they're the weakest. And we're going to give President Trump an opportunity to make Russia pay a price for interfering in our elections so it will deter others in the future. I hope he will take advantage of it.
Yeah, thank you, Meet the Press. Now, I mentioned last hour this nurse that was lured to a park by fake cries for help. By the way, do me a favor, Mike, while I'm thinking about fake cries. I don't know, there's a lot of people listening to this network that refuses to watch mainstream media, and they barely can watch Fox without holding their nose. Find that excerpt from Donald Trump's press foray, I think that was yesterday, about the CNN reporter calling them fake news. Never heard a president do this. At any rate, back to this. Police are hunting five men of African appearance who lured a nurse into a park with fake cries for help, then beat her unconscious and sexually abused her. Officers in the German city of Hamburg, and folks, I've been to Hamburg, it's a nice little city, are appealing for witnesses following the brutal attack on female hospital worker who was unconscious for so long that she developed hypothermia. The 28-year-old was walking to her car from work at a nearby hospital when she apparently heard cries for help coming from a nearby park. And, of course, her being a nurse, dealing with life and death, figured there was something wrong, so she responded. But when she rushed into the dark space to offer assistance, she was set upon by five men and was beaten unconscious and mugged. Police said there was also evidence that a gang had sexually abused the victim and that they were not talking German to one another during the attack. Now, there is nothing at this stage to suggest the men involved in the horrific assault were recently arrived refugees. Yeah, sure. In Germany, not speaking German, and of dark skin. Really? Seriously? Officers said the young woman was left unconscious in the park by her attackers and called the emergency services herself when she finally awoke from several hours of being out. When paramedics arrived, she was suffering from hypothermia, and some of her clothes had been torn from her body. According to the German tabloid Bild, police are appealing for witnesses to this horrific attack, which took place in, and I cannot pronounce this German word, let's just call it the park. She described all five of them as being of African appearance. Four of them were between 20 and 30 years old, about 6 foot tall, and were wearing, these could have been guys from Somalia or any number of other countries that Germany has taken in, and this is how they're repaid. Now, this is just not Germany. This is all over Europe. And it just isn't Syrians, folks. It's more than just Syrians, Somalis, and whoever the hell else that they left in the countries with maybe fake passports or no passports at all. So they have no idea what's running around in their country. This is more than sad. This is more than outrageous. This is almost defies description. But again, none of this would be taking place if we didn't blow the living crap out of their home countries, didn't topple their governments, didn't go in and arm and... You already know what I'm going to say even before I say it, so I'm not even going to bother to say it. Enough. If you have that clip, go ahead and play it. This is Donald Trump at his press conference. Which one do you have first? Okay. Well, let me go back to the John McCain thing. And people out there in Arizona are going to use this, and they chose not to, and I told them, you're making a serious mistake. You've got to expose this little asshat for what he is. He has been and still is a traitor to this country. Go ahead and play it.
To the Vietnamese people and the government of the DRVN, from John Sidney McCain, 624787, Lieutenant Commander, U.S. Navy, born 29 August 1936, Panama, home state, Florida. Shot down 26 October 1967, A4E aircraft. I, as a U.S. Airman, am guilty of crimes against the Vietnamese country and people. I have bombed their cities, towns, and villages and caused many injuries, even death, to the people of Vietnam. I was captured in the capital city of Hanoi while attacking it. After I was captured, I was taken to the hospital in Hanoi, where I received very good medical treatment. I was given an operation on my leg, which allowed me to walk again, and a cast on my right arm, which was badly broken in three places. The doctors were very good, and they knew a great deal about the practice of medicine. I remained in the hospital for some time and regained much of my health and strength. Since I arrived in the camp of detention, I have received humane and lenient treatment. I received discharge treatment and food, even though I came here as an aggressor, and the people who I injured have much difficulty in their living standards. I wish to express my deep gratitude for my kind treatment, and I will never forget this kindness extended to me.
What is audio recording was found.
Okay, did Hanoi Jane get in there? Was she in the hospital holding his hand while he did that? Thank you, Jane Fonda. Amazing. I just, you know, that is out there. And nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody in the media, has bothered to play that or even question this fine, patriotic senator from Arizona. I'm tired of looking at his scarred up little... Be nice, John. I'm waiting for a dementia moment when he blows himself up politically, for him to go on one of his angry tirades that he's been known to do, and I mean over the top, spitting, slathering fits of rage, like Hillary Clinton has been seen to do repeatedly. You know, I suppose I had heard that you get a little bit more genteel and a little bit more exercised in your restraint as one becomes older, because they realize that, you know, slathering and screaming and popping your jugular veins out and everything else is not maybe the best way to go. He always has tried to paint himself as a calm, reassuring, logical, and very patriotic senator to the United States when he has been anything but. And by the way, John, when you go and the door, before the door hits you in your ass, drag the little feminine one from South Carolina out the door with you, please. Please. I wish somebody would call into this program from South Carolina that knows the inner workings of how this clown gets, he keeps getting reelected. How? Are the supposed conservatives in South Carolina that stupid? Or are they part of the mechanism that's making a whole lot of money off of blowing people into human confetti? Maybe that's their motivation. For whatever it is, you need to stop. And if we had a media worth their salt in this country, which they are not, that's why we're here. By the way, I wanted to tell you something. Tuesday morning, I was locked into doing Vince Finelli's show, USA Preparer's show. And Tuesday when I woke up, I had to wake up about an hour earlier. That's the old Stattmiller curse. We need at least an hour of ambulatory movement accompanied by cups of coffee to get motivated and get clear-headed. I had an aunt and an uncle that they literally would not speak to each other for the first hour. And they'd be in the kitchen every morning, but for that first hour, they wouldn't speak to each other. Not until they'd gotten sleep out of their eyes and their heads had cleared, because they discovered a lot of fruitless arguments started in that haze. So the rule around that house, you don't speak for at least an hour. But I did Vinny's show, and I went right back to bed. I was up for a total of 2.5 hours, and I was forced to hit the rack again to try to rest up and regroup from this flu. But I'm on his program. And he had made mention of the fact that, you know, he doesn't take a whole lot of calls on his show. He does a two-hour show, which we rerun here. What's the hours on that? 6 to 8 in the morning? Yeah. And he's been asking the network, well, you know, don't people call into the show? And he concluded that, well, you know, maybe they just want to hear myself and the 200 instructors that I've brought up on the air. And I'm listening to all these commercials, and I finally said, Vinny, after the show was over, he had called me, and I said, Vin, if you want to know why people aren't calling, yeah, they want to hear you, because there's not much of you to hear. I counted 19 minutes of commercial time within the body of his show. 19 minutes per hour. That's almost 40 minutes of commercials out of a two-hour program. And he says, I've been asking, and he says, nobody will give me an answer to the question. You know, is this right? And I said, what the hell is the point? I said, it seems to me that you are just 2 hours an infomercial, and then they bring you in as an interlude or a filler between commercials. Jerry, Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John. Thanks for taking my call. You have a listener that lives in Arizona And he has called in before to RBN on a couple of different shows, and he has mentioned the point where he has asked everybody he's come across if they voted for McCain, and they all say no. And he has not found one person that admitted that they ever voted for McCain. So how does he keep getting in?
That's the question I'm asking. You know, for the these people, I mean, and if you heard the first hour of my show, you know, it was one that, you know, I can see what Trump's trying to do here, reach across the aisle on issues that both sides would agree on, to try to put down this imposed left-right paradigm, you know, kind of deal. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, wait a minute. Wait just a minute here. This does not make any sense, because everybody that I know, everybody that has called into this network, has never had one kind word to say about John McCain, ever. You know, I Jerry, I don't know, man. I don't know how the hell he keeps getting in there. But don't worry, the government's going to be taking over the voting system, not for election in the state for the, you know, senator. But they're going to be, eventually they'll get to it. The government's going to take over this national voting for president. Doesn't that make you feel special?
Yeah, it's all controlled. They got us under their thumb right now.
Right?
Maybe not too much longer.
God, I hope not. Please, God. Because I'll tell you what, life is becoming intolerable and almost not worth living.
Well, there was a guy I listened to last night. In fact, I listened to him today. It was a rerun of Wrench. And this guy's into numerology. And I guess on the day that Trump gets inaugurated, in 8 more days, he'll be 70 years old, 7 months, and 7 days old.
Okay. And that means what?
Well, which means a good sign, because if you're reading the Bible, the devil's name would be 666.
Yeah, well, Jerry, you know, look, there's stuff that we know and there's stuff that we don't know, and there's stuff that we know that we don't know. Oh, gosh, I just did a... I don't want to discount that entirely, but, I mean, come on, 777's not as bad as 666. Yeah, I get that. But I don't...
Well,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure you know this, but you know, before McCain went over and started flying sorties in Vietnam, he crashed 3 jets here, stateside.
Well, and he almost burned up an aircraft carrier by doing
the U.S. first off.
Yeah, by doing what they call a hot start, where they dump a bunch of fuel in the combustion chamber, light the damn thing on fire, and it almost lit the ship on fire.
Yeah, it blew the 2-ton bomb on the plane. It blew the fusible links off or melted them. He did a wet start.
Yeah.
And not only that, he messed up his arm, because he had a tendency not to tuck his arms in when he hit the eject button.
Oh, is that how? So that didn't happen being shot down in Vietnam. That was his own stupid. Is that why he can't raise his arms in front of him?
Yeah, that is correct, and he claims that he got that injury being tortured every day at the Hanoi Hilton, where his nickname was Songbird.
God almighty.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right.
All right, before I take Francis in North Carolina, let me do the Donald Trump, just in case you haven't heard this one, as press conference where a lawyer came out, and he doesn't have to do this. What I've learned, Judge Napolitano, I learned this from Napolitano today, that you know what? It's not a requirement that the president or the vice president divest themselves from their own businesses. He even had a $2 billion offer from Dubai just to use his name, and he turned down $2 billion. Now, make of that what you will, but he did not have to do this. He's putting his business affairs in a trust to be run by his sons. He didn't even have to do that. And we've got the Democrats out there still proclaiming, oh, well, we haven't seen his tax returns. And this, shut up. Go ahead and play the clip.
The tweet that you had this morning about are we living in Nazi Germany, what were you driving at there? What are you trying to tell the
government? I think it was disgraceful that the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out. I think it's a disgrace. And I say that, and that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do. I think it's a disgrace that information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it, I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They already are. And as far as CNN going out of their way to build it up. And by the way, we just found out I was coming down. Michael Cohen, Michael Cohen is a very talented lawyer. He's a good lawyer in my firm. It was just reported that it wasn't this Michael Cohen they were talking about. So all night long, it's Michael Cohen. I said, I want to see your passport. He brings his passport to my office. I say, hey, wait a minute. He didn't leave the country. He wasn't out of the country. They had Michael Cohen of the Trump Organization was in Prague. It turned out to be a different Michael Cohen. It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace. And I think they ought to apologize to start with. Michael Cohen.
Since you're attacking us, can you give us a question? No, Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can
quiet.
You state, can, Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically,
she's asking a question. Don't
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you
no,
give
I'm
us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically? That nobody. No, Mr. President-elect, that's not
go
appropriate.
Ahead.
President Obama went too far with
that's
the sanctions
it.
He put on.
I've never heard a president say, no, I'm not going to take your questions because you're fake news. Holy mackerel. And what has this drumbeat been for going on a month now, maybe longer? That there's got to be something done about these people out there. Reporting the fake news. We got to shut them down. Really? You know, I'm going to venture a guess here, and I have absolutely nothing to base this on. Maybe it was a dream I had last night. Maybe it was after watching Napolitano. You know, we keep talking about these possibly four replacements for the Supreme Court. Do you think Napolitano would make a good Supreme Court justice? He seems to know and understand the Constitution. And as far as I can determine, I mean, he's a hell of a lot brighter on law and the Constitution. I've never heard the guy make a misstep. Have you? Francis, North Carolina, thanks for holding.
Yo, John, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey. You were commenting about Ms. Lindsey Graham and John McCain and whatever have you. In particular, Ms. Lindsey in South Carolina, how they keep getting voted in and so forth ad nauseum. Having lived there for several, well, who knows how many years, I don't really like to keep count of that mess, but I can tell you this. In South Carolina, especially in around Columbia, you're talking about old money. You're talking about technology taking a rule over the roost. You're talking about a cliquish area that if you don't look a certain way, you sound a certain way, act a certain way, you are nothing. And so, as a result,
so this, you're I telling mean, you're wait a minute. Let me understand this, Francis, in a context. So
yes.
You're telling me that this is the politically correct thing to do in South Carolina is to keep voting for Lindsey Graham?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Okay, all right. I just did say that.
Well, I'll put it this way. Money talks, you know, there as far as technology goes. I mean, it's been a well-known fact there in South Carolina, or at least in Columbia, that the voting machines, since they're electronic, are rigged. They are computerized. They can be hacked. As they are anywhere else. The problem is that a lot of it gets shrugged off. And if anybody even sound off a matter of dissent about it, oh, you can bet your bottom that they are shut down so fast or ridiculed or made to sound like they're a nutball if they even breathe a word about it.
Now, do you remember of late, going back, I don't know how many cycles here, but has there been any other people on the Republican Party side that have run against Lindsey Graham?
if I recall, and I really don't like to think about it because of the nausea of repeating over and over again, but there have been people that have run against. I couldn't quote any names to you, for that matter. And then there's the aspect that whenever you look at a ballot, there's only one name listed on the ballot, which happens to be Graham, and that's it. If you wanted to write someone in, you probably could, as you would with any other ballot. But it's, as I said, it's the same old money. It's the same technocracy in place that keeps this person in office. And a lot of people, the everyday public, is mentally ingrained with the thought, you don't really have a choice. You have to do one or the other, whether it's a lesser of two evils or not, blah, 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 blah. It's the same mental ingrained mentality that people cannot pull their tail out of the box and actually use two brain cells. They have to go with the status quo, being spoon-fed, every which way but loose. And I'm not even going to get into the thought of tying shoelaces, for that matter. As far as that part goes, but I just wish that McCain would just go ahead and take his girlfriend, go to D.C. or go out of the country, and just stay the hell out.
Yeah,
let it be done with. As far as what Ms. Lindsay's attire is, I don't really give a rat's testicle about. For all we know, he's probably a transvestite undercover. Who knows? I don't know. We can only imagine, but I don't want to.
You're starting to
see your window. Yes, I know.
What was that the husband? I've never heard your husband pipe up before. What did he just say?
He made the comment I was going into innuendo.
Well, that is true, and I was going to say something about it, but yeah, go ahead.
That's true. But then again, what is D.C. but innuendo and so forth?
Well, I'm not a journalist. I am a commentator. I am a researcher.
Oh, I know.
I am a researcher. Sometimes I'll get a little flamboyant with my descriptions, such as the piano leg lesbian and things of that nature.
Yeah,
but I know that to be true. And until such time that I hear, I'll stop calling Lindsey Graham the effeminate one, and I'll call him for what he is if information comes forth that I can find credible that he is exactly what he appears to be. So,
well,
tell your husband, by the way, he's correct.
He heard you.
Okay.
Originally, I think that Charleston really should have remained the capital of the state of South Carolina, because if you were lucky to get out of, well, I refer to Columbia as being a black pit.
Being a what?
Do what now?
So, your last sentence, what did you just say?
Oh, for one thing, I think that Charleston really should have been the capital of South Carolina.
Okay.
Because Columbia itself is like a black pit.
A black tit.
If you're lucky to crawl out of it, consider yourself fortunate.
A black pit.
Okay,
all right.
Anything that happens to go in there, you might find that you're stuck or sucked into it and can't get out of it.
Yeah. There hasn't been any place in this country that I couldn't walk out of or shoot my way out of.
Well, not going there.
Francis, thank you for your call.
Have a good one. Take it easy.
All righty. Her husband was right. Yeah, I have a little bit more leeway because I am not a journalist, but I have to. I have to sometimes rein myself in because I could get a little angry and a little outrageous and throw around some words. But I've had enough on Hillary Clinton being a lesbian. From so many different sources, including ex-Secret Service that were in charge of guarding the former First Lady, if that's what you want to call her. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. First, I want to welcome you back. I'm glad you're healthy again, and things are moving along for you.
Thank you. Mr. Lewis out in California was highly upset that he says, look, I only listen to your show. I listen to a few other shows now and again. But he was real concerned that something had happened to me. And I said to Mike, I said, you know, if I died yesterday, you know, if I was shot or whatever, I ceased to exist, don't you think somebody on this network would have made mention of it?
Absolutely. Hey, but you know what? Your show is not your show. I mean, John Stadtmiller has his way of purveying things, and it's just incredible, and I think that's what infatuates your listeners and stuff. That's why I call into your show, is because you're just absolutely fascinating. But one of the things I wanted to point out is that in that clip that you played of Donald Trump, when he called CNN fake news, did you hear the applause in the background? That was kind of intriguing, and it must have been half the crowd at least is clapping their hands like, yeah, thank God somebody called him out.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But what I really called in was back to the vaccine things again. You know, I made a mistake when I was, my parents made a mistake, and their parents, whatever, we all got vaccinated, and I did the same thing to my kids. But I tried to get my daughter, who has two of my grandchildren, and my son also has a grandchild of mine, I tried to get them to watch the movie Vax, and I made it a big play. I was really being very forceful with it. I was like, no, you really got to see this, and you got to go on, and you got to do some more research on this stuff, because you just don't know how dangerous this stuff is and what you're going to end up with, perhaps, with the kid. Now, yes, she's got a 1 in 45 chance that at this particular time that it's not going to happen to her children. But
I don't know if it's that high. I've talked to Dr. Wakefield down here in Austin. Mary Toko has been on this network. She had a show on here. I've interviewed her many times. And the odds that you're giving are... They're higher than I think the actual odds of contracting autism.
Well, and I concur with that, but the thing is that I put my daughter and myself's relationship on the line, and she chose vaccines over me.
Wow.
So she doesn't speak to me, she doesn't talk to me. I don't dare say anything to her about it anymore.
Okay, well, then let me ask you the obvious question, Andy. Has there been any side effects, negative side effects from the vaccines that have been given to your grandkids?
Well, no, and that's the point that she cites, is that, you vaccinated me, I'm going to vaccinate my children, and thus far nothing has happened, so therefore they must be safe. But my point to her was, why do you have to vaccinate your children? If everybody else is vaccinating, if your children should contract anything, which their big thing is, you're going to infect my kid. Mm-hmm. Well, if you got your child vaccinated and my child's not vaccinated, how can your kid possibly get it if the vaccines work?
Well, and here would be another thing to consider. This might bolster the argument that she has, since so many illegals that have not been checked are in this country now. We've eradicated a lot of things through vaccinations, and now we're being reinfected. So, you know, okay, so stop letting people that have not been properly vetted, background, criminality, health issues, whatever the case may be. Again, it's that's an anti-immigration stance, some would say, but I don't think so. Go ahead.
Well, no, but I mean, first and foremost, when did they start putting thimerosal in the vaccines? And then second and foremost, they're wondering why all these people are allergic to peanuts. I understand they're putting peanut extract of some sort into some of these vaccines as well.
I don't know about
why
that.
I heard that from your Dr. Parker.
Okay. Well, I can't confirm or deny.
Well, I mean, this is just a pile of stuff that we're in right now. And I'm like you, if we don't have freedom, we don't have nothing.
You ain't got a life, and you sure as hell ain't got a country. All you're doing is living on a plot of land and going through the motions.
All right, my friend, get to your other phone calls, boss.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your call. Right. By the way, I was listening to Judge Napolitano, and thank God he's one of the sane guys as Fox contributors. But it's been floated out there that Jeff Sessions has not, to my knowledge, Jeff Sessions has not been... he's not been given the attorney general spot. Is that right, Mike? The hearing's still going on? Although there's the assumption up on the Hill that, if not all of Donald Trump's nominees for the positions, he's going to get it because of the vote. Democrats tried to block it somehow, and they weren't successful, and they couldn't garner enough votes to even put on a stall process. But at any rate... Rumor has it that Sessions, when he becomes the Attorney General, is not going to go after Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Now, and one of the sports, monumental sports things going on in America called the National Football League, it was during, I guess, the, what was it, the New York Giants-Green Bay Packers game, that information was released that, well, the FBI released 300 emails, and lo and behold, it looks like what the FBI chief said back in July, it might have been a little bit of error. There is apparently a case against Hillary Clinton, the emails, so on and so forth. I don't have time to go into the details of all of that, but suffice to say, he said, look, he said, everybody's focusing, and maybe it's a political move that Donald Trump did that Jeff Sessions says, and I'm not gonna touch the Hillary Clinton thing. Takes a lot of heat off of him, takes that off of his plate. You know, he's going to repeal Obamacare. The only problem I have with this is the Republicans can't decide what to replace it with. And my position on this is, how the hell is the Republican position to not only get rid of Obamacare, but to replace it? Replace it with what? And why the hell are you guys still involved in health care in this country? This is why it's screwed up in the first place. But that's another subject. Getting back to the IG, the Inspector General, and that's a generic term for oversight position of what? Federal agencies, of which Mr. Comey is the head of the FBI. We got Mr. Clapper in there. We've got other high-profile people and exactly have not been really friendly to Donald Trump because Donald Trump doesn't trust them. And apparently, they don't trust Donald Trump. Well, good. Because there is nothing that I would like to see more than the CIA, as Mr. John F. Kennedy put it, spread to the winds, spread to the four winds. NSA, by the way, is five times bigger than the CIA, much more in budget. And we got other intelligence agencies that are at work as well. And, of course, there's no personal accountability because everything's thrown under a blanket of national security. And unless you're one of the power players in Washington, D.C., you always have these meetings behind closed doors and not open to the public, and the testimony is never seen. Wow. Thank you. And some would argue, well, by doing that, we don't want to give away any national secrets or anything, and we don't want to aid and comfort the enemy or give them a position of which they can use against us. Yeah. Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
You were talking about that, or the gentleman a couple of times before. By the way, I'm listening on the phone, so sometimes I'm a few minutes behind on your what's going on in real time.
Okay.
But he was referring to the rate of autism in vaccines.
Right.
I worked in that industry for a while, and actually the autism is only one of the challenges that are created through vaccinations. Most people don't know this, and very little is ever said about the fact that the vaccines use animal tissue as their media, and the vaccines that are targeting, like MMR, you know, the measles, mumps, rubella,
right,
those are viral infections that they're targeting, so the filtering on that is much finer. But when you get to the DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, which is actually bovine diphtheriae, bovine pertussi, bovine tetani, that's targeted in that vaccine, since those bacteria are much larger, the filtering is not as efficient, or cannot be as efficient. So when you're getting the MM or the DPT, you're literally getting tissue from the animal that we use as the media for that, for those infections.
Didn't we learn anything from mad cow disease? Quit feeding cows cows?
We learned it a long time ago. In fact, I was involved in the project back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, but this stuff was going on way into the 90s and the 2000s. We were still talking about mad cow disease. So, excuse me, Tom. But how in the hell were you guys looking at it back in the 70s when it was still going on in the 2000s?
Because we don't want to hurt the industry.
Oh, I see.
You know what it all boils down to?
Cash.
Profits.
That's right.
And I always hate to clue people in on the real intent of the elites is to remove you from the competition for the planet's resources. So if we find a way to take you down and make money at it at the same time, let's go ahead and go with it. But see, in the late 60s and early 70s, I was involved with scientists up at UC Davis, Cal Poly Tech, UC Berkeley, and one other one, I forgot. But we knew
Did I just lose him? Tom, are you still there? Tom, I guess I lost him.
When we tried to publish the materials on this, the University of California system challenged us. They said, well, do you have anybody else that's duplicating your work? Well, at that time, we didn't have internet. And so what was the other one? The original internet. We didn't have that ability to talk to each other
right.
in real time. And it would take a couple of years for your published material to even get out and be disseminated
right.
and to get a reaction from your fellow scientists. So we suppressed that information, but the real reason was because the livestock industry would take a hit, and of course, as a consequence, the pharmaceutical and medical industry would take a hit. Now, back to the vaccines, nobody ever tells you that the vaccines are built using animal tissue as a medium, not just animal, but even fetal tissue. You've heard about that, right?
Right.
So when Planned Parenthood sells babies, a lot of that tissue goes into vaccines because it's more friendly to the human physiology than that of a cow or a chicken or pig. But the reality is when we are using the animal tissue as a medium or a carrier for these bacteria and even the viruses, but primarily the bacteria, they not only set you up for autism, but every autoimmune disease you can imagine. Because, see, if I worked in transplant surgery, worked on the Jarvik Heart Project. When you put animal tissue or another individual's tissue into the human body, what does your body want to do with that tissue?
Reject it.
That's called autoimmune reaction, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So if I take a hypodermic needle filled with the tissues of a cow or a chicken or another animal or even another human, including a fetus, and I pump it into your arm, it's bypassing the shield of your body, which is your liver, and that animal tissue is directly inserted into your bloodstream, so your body looks at it as if it's a transplant.
Tom, we're running out of time here. What was your exact title when you were in the game?
Well, I cannot use that as a whistleblower. You know, I'm the Gassing America guy that opened up the poisoning of 34 million. I hope you had a chance to look at that website.
Well, yeah. I've been slightly interrupted here, but I do have you on a sheet, and I will be talking to you. I didn't recognize.
I'm on the sheet of a lot of people.
Well, I bet. And a crap list, too, as well. Okay, Tom, I will be contacting you. Thank you for being here, folks. Be back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.